There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm here with the most amazing Mark Anthony. And here's what I want to say about today's show. We're kicking off a series of shows to prep you moving into the holiday in the spirit of, no, not abundance. I'm going to say a word, and most of you are going to be like, what? In the spirit of opulence. See that word, opulence. Why am I using that word? Because when most people say it, they can't say it. They can't say it. They can't ask for it. But how do you go through this in the holidays? Mark's going to talk about this right in a second.
Yeah.
How do you go through this when you're carrying with you the weight of loss, the weight of grief? So today's show is all about getting through the grief and the gratitude, because the stories that we have and we tell ourselves are the key to transforming the energy and the emotion. But getting a message from a loved one, that may help too, Mark, right?
I think so. In fact, I'm sure that it does. You know, the holidays are great. You know, we sort of kicked them off with Halloween, but now we're definitely in the thick of it. We got Thanksgiving. Then a week after that, there's Hanukkah, and then there's Christmas. Then there's Kwanzaa. Then there's New Year's. And so this is a big time for a lot of celebrations, but the holidays also remind people painfully of who they've lost.
And
it can be tough. I remember the my mother passed in October, and then that Thanksgiving, it was really hard. I mean, the family got together, but it was hard not to notice the empty chair. You know, the chair that was mom's. And coping with loss at the holidays, and one of the reasons that we're calling this grief management, you know, you don't get over grief, you learn how to manage it. And what Dr. Pat said, we're doing a series of shows between now and New Year's where we're going to be taking calls from listeners, and we may have a guest or two, but, you know, they'll be very helpful about coping with this as well. But I think that the way to deal with it is not to ignore the red and green holiday elephant in the room, but to embrace that it's happening. And if, and you know, Dr. Pat, I found that some people think, okay, Christmas is coming and I just can't celebrate it. Well, then don't. You know, if it's too painful, do something different this year. Maybe next year you'll want to do your traditional Christmas or Hanukkah.
And whatever you do, don't do what I was just doing. Don't listen to Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You 100 times, just on repeat all day long. Why do I say that? That's a trigger, right? Over and over and over and over again. You know, we're playing back the memory of the heartbreak. Now, there's nothing wrong with playing back the memory of someone you loved, but we don't do that. We play back the memory of the heartbreak. See, there's a difference.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because a lot of times it's almost like this subconscious thing, and you're the psychologist, so I think you can articulate this better than I do. But it seems like sometimes people often without meaning to, want to punish themselves for a loved one not being here. There's the regret, the remorse, the guilt. Even if you are in no way connected to the passing of your loved one, some people, I think, want to sabotage any form of joy and make them feel miserable. Like playing that song over and over again, just like, oh, she's not here. And it's like, yeah, but you know, you don't have to punish yourself.
But how do we cope with this? This is really why you and I are doing this show.
Right.
So I have a lot of coaches, right? And I learn a lot from the people I interview. And one of the things I learned is to try to remember and tap into the energy at the cellular level, Mark, right?
Yes.
Of what it is about that I'm so grateful for. You know, maybe the time was short. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe it's someone who's passed. Maybe everybody fill in your own blank about that. The other thing, let's talk about, if we could for a moment, loss doesn't have to be a person. I grieved the loss of my dog for a long time. I grieved the loss of my job. I had the job 25 years with the same company, right? Who does that anymore? My head was shaped like the bell shape, because it used to be called Bell. But here we are today. We have had a tough 24 months. We're still having a tough time in a lot of ways. So this is a powerful, powerful healing show, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, people die every day. But like you just said, the past 24 months, because of COVID, there's an additional 600,000 families this holiday season who've lost loved ones. And I mean, that's a huge number, 600,000. Yeah. And you can't sweep it under the rug. You can't ignore it. You can't, you know, and I found that you shouldn't go through it alone. And that's another reason that we developed this show, because sometimes maybe people don't have anyone else to turn to other than the psychic and the doc. Yeah. But don't go through grief alone.
Yeah.
This is the time to reach out to your family, your friends, your faith community.
Yeah.
There are organizations, grief share groups. Don't do this alone, because I think the worst thing you can do is sit there alone in the dark, listening to that song over and over and reliving that and torturing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe instead of doing your traditional Christmas gathering, maybe volunteering at a homeless shelter or soup kitchen. Yeah.
Oh.
Acts of compassion are very healing. Help people less fortunate than yourself. And you'll come away saying, well, gosh, you know, I helped people today. Yeah, I'm sad, but I helped people.
Yeah, I lost my sister and my mom like about a year apart. And that was like in the 92, 93-ish time frame. And I was so fortunate to make an amends with my stepmom, you know. Didn't quite get there with my sister. I made progress towards that. But when I moved to Seattle, it was all around that time. And I'll tell you, I volunteered for the chicken soup brigade. I volunteer around the holidays. Even with COVID, you can volunteer online to be supportive people. Today's show, right, for everybody listening, is all about that, right? What do you say we just hit up the phones for a minute, Mark?
Let's dive into the deep end.
All righty.
Oh, my gosh. I have a song that I have to get Jacob to get. My friend Ava wrote this song. You have to hear this song. You had to bring that up, the deep end. I got to find that song for Jacob. But let's go to the phones, Jacob.
All right. We've got a Mark from Austin, Texas coming on the line with us. Hey there, Mark.
Mark.
Yes.
Hey, Mark. Mark, you're live.
Hi there. I
Hi.
Really appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm reaching out to you guys. My dad passed away about a month or a little over a month ago. He was 93, dementia.
Hold on, Mark. And sorry. First off, my condolences on the passing of your dad. But for you and for all the callers, it's okay to say my dad passed. But stop right there. Don't start giving me details. And the reason for that is when I connect with the spirit, he may have come through as an elderly man with dementia initially as part of the identifiers that he's going to transmit to me. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. So no. I'm not yelling at you. It's normal to want to do that. Okay, but this is not exactly a normal show. Okay, and that's why it's a great show, because we do things a bit differently. Okay, so let's see if we can get your dad to come through. Okay, all right, yeah, here's what I'm getting. Now, I know that he had the dementia, because you mentioned, I know that he was elderly, but I'm getting a sense of severe dehydration prior to passing, and I feel very numb. So was he being heavily medicated, either through like a hospice or under some type of medical supervision, where he was being sedated or dealt with for pain?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So he's stepping forward here, and he keeps talking about you and little boots, little boots. Now, little boots, interesting. This could mean maybe there's somebody in your family, some child or somebody that may have a pair of little boots. This could be something, maybe there is like a pair of boots that you had from your childhood, but he keeps repeating little boots. And I know that's weird, but does that make connect with you or him or to you in any way?
Not at the moment.
That's okay. So let's put little boots off to the side here. And interesting. I'm hearing the John Denver song, Rocky Mountain High. Now, is there some connection with a name like John or something with Denver? Or did somebody like that particular song or that particular artist?
No, nobody named John. No, sir.
Okay. Well, does that song mean anything to you? I think I know what it means. That song
I like
is
John Denver, but
well, there you go. All right, there. Okay. See, spirits are going to give me things about you, about them. So I have to build a rapport. All right. So you like John Denver, and also with the Rocky Mountain High, what he wants you to know is that he's ascended. He's in the light. He also wants you to know that he's sharp as a tack now. And I'll tell you something about your dad. He had this uncanny ability to process numbers. Here's a question, though. He showed me number sequences, and a couple of the number fives are backwards. Is there somebody connected to you or him, someone close to either of you, that may be dyslexic or slightly dyslexic?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.
Interesting. This might be for another caller. So for all the other callers, if there's somebody with an issue with dyslexia, let me know. So let's put that off to the side. What's with your dad and all the numbers? Was he good with accounting, numbers, balance sheets? Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you about, I know that we're all infinite energetic beings, and
right.
I realize we're all aspects of the Creator. But my oldest brother, who lived with my dad for 10 years, is in control of all of the finances, and I'm having very fearful thoughts because I don't think he's being honest with me. And I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's back up to some of the numbers being backwards. Maybe it's not dyslexia. Maybe, you know, backwards, like keeping two sets of books. Maybe he's doing something that's not above board. And he, all right, yeah, what I'm getting is forensic accountant. You know what you need to do? And this is coming from your dad, and this is I'm joining in on this, and I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Pat, is you need to get a probate attorney involved and discuss the possibility of bringing on board a forensic accountant to go through everything to me, you know, because just because someone is an executor, personal representative, whatever label they use in Texas, they still have a legal and ethical duty to carry out the wishes of the deceased and not to play creative finance. Dr. Pat? Oh, we're not hearing you, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, that's what I just said while I was muted. Let me unmute myself. Like everybody can hear me, right? Nobody can hear me. You were close to your dad, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I can hear it. What did you love most about your dad?
He used to love to sing every day. He had a good voice, country and western.
Rocky Mountain High.
I totally knew it. And, you know, that's why I asked the question, because, Mark, because that's what you came in on, right? Now, John yeah. Denver, yeah, old school country. See, my mom was from the South. So when you said country now in today's world, people think of Sinead O'Connor. When you said country to my mom, she's like Merle Haggard, right? That's that. So the reason I'm asking, you laughing because you know Merle, right? The reason mm-hmm. I'm asking is sometimes a way to honor people that have passed is to enjoy in what they enjoyed. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. To enjoy what they enjoy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is because you look at, I can see you smiling now, even though I can't see you. I can feel your smile. Look at you, right? Because you see, that was like mm-hmm. your dad, like in a happy place. And I want you to yes, go to ma'am. That happy place first before we talk about your brother. And I'm going to talk about your brother next, right? Okay. So make sure you're right okay. there and you spend some time in the happy place, right? Can I ask you, what yes, makes you suspicious of your brother? Is it a feeling? Did he do something?
It's a feeling, and he just doesn't seem, plays cat and mouse and doesn't seem want to share information.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Is that different?
Yes, ma'am.
Or is your brother always been like that? See, my brother's my brother.
He likes to be in control, that's for sure.
So what's happening is your brother's got to be in your brother, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're right.
This is not the time. Normally, I went through this with my brother. This is not the time. You honor and let your brother be your brother. But this is where y'all have to get together as a family. I'm assuming you have somebody else, a brother, a sister. This is where you have to gather together and say, listen, brother and sisters, let's talk about where we are. We want to be here. We want to be helpful. We want to be supportive. Let's open up the channels of communication. Don't accuse anybody, because your brother is obviously being your brother, right? Like, I yes, don't sir. Think my brother yes, ever... Sir. Ever told the truth. And you know what the definition of insanity is like same thing over and over again and thinking a different result. So this is just your brother yes. being your brother. But here's the trick. When we're in stress, and this is a lot of responsibility, he will even be more like your brother. Patience, empathy, but ask for what you want. Okay, you got it?
I understand. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really do.
And make sure you're doing it when you're playing your dad's music in the background, okay?
Okay, I'm putting country music on right now.
Oh, my gosh. We got to do it. And if they play that Ava song, Deep Side of the Pool, that's country. We'll get a little country playing that song if they can find. I sent them the Vimeo. Thank you so much. Hey, look, let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah. Thank you for calling
Thank
in, Mark.
You.
All right, Jacob, let's keep it rolling.
All righty. Next up, we've got Roseanne from Florida calling in.
Roseanne, Mark. Hi, Roseanne.
Hey, welcome. Roseanne.
Just got Roseanne on the line right now. Hi there, Roseanne.
Hey, welcome. You're live on the Psychic in the Dock.
Roseanne. It's not the other side. It's Hello? Mark.
Hey. Hey, you're Hey, Roseanne. How can Hi. We help you tonight? Hi.
Well, I have a question. It's a little different than what you guys are talking about, but I was at work today, and I was out back by my job. And there's a beautiful big lake and lots of ducks and birds and, you know, a lot of wildlife. And I was sitting out there, and then three big buzzards came and just kind of sat there and looked at me, perched on, like, posts.
Yep.
And I was wondering what you guys all think the meaning is of that.
I can tell you because that's my, I can tell you because that is my totem. That's one of my animal totems.
Really?
Yeah. And they're, some of them are called vultures. Some of them are called turkey yes. vultures, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. That's a powerful spiritual totem.
I was kind of scared, though, because I always felt like that means death.
You know, you have to look at, you see, people look at vultures as creepy, but they're a natural part of the environment. And, you know, and what do? They're carrion birds. They will consume dead animals and clear things away. Right. So maybe instead of looking at this as a harbinger of death, look at it as a sign of clearing mm-hmm. away the funk and gunk from your past to make way for something new mm-hmm. and refreshing. Okay. That's the take I get on it.
Well, let me give you what the totem yeah. means. Let me tell you what the totem means okay. in indigenous culture okay. so you know. And they're all a little bit different, but you should know what it means. It symbolizes a rebirth. Now, I don't know what else is going on in your life, so we'll ask you about that. But maybe whatever is happening now in your life, and I don't know what that is a little bit dramatic. I don't know, but it must be.
I have a lot of drama.
That, yeah,
I have a lot of drama.
I'm telling you. Oh, so there you go. If you call yep. that animal spirit in, especially at the work, then this means, like Mark said, this means to release yourselves to the winds of change. Following me here? Fly yes. with the vulture, mm-hmm. right? It is a creature of the air. And if it comes into your awareness, it's a messenger that you need to get a different perspective on things. Can you feel me on that?
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay.
You know, it was scary because I come from like an old-fashioned Italian family. From
oh,
Italy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They always yeah, no. said that, you yep. know, the vultures mean death. It's bad. It's an omen. It's, you know, horrible, terrible. And there was three of them. And they sat there and they looked at me for about 10 minutes. And then
oh, it's
just
great.
Flew away.
Oh, my God, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, whatever you got, whatever you have going on, right, whatever that drama is, you are being yeah. asked to clear it, to cleanse it, toxic relationships, maybe toxic habits, baggage, right, because you're on the verge of developing something. And a lot of times it's psychic awareness. I don't have time to tell you yeah. my vulture story that saved my life in the desert. But
really,
yeah, totally. Well,
come on, Dr. Pat. All right, you
don't want to take
do that.
Time.
You
so
can't do that to us. I've got this incredible story about how vultures saved my life in the desert.
Let me tell you the short version. On my vision quest, I changed my life, I changed everything. But I'm a triple Sagittarius, so you can imagine me like going off, not paying any attention to where you were. I had no, I would, right? And you're off in the high desert in California and you're walking and you're walking and you're walking and you're never looking. And I was walking towards a tree in the desert that was obviously in a rock. And when I got ready to leave after hours, I didn't know where to go. I couldn't see my camp. I didn't pay attention to the sun. And my mentor, Sidonia Cahill, said to lay down face down in the sand Let your skin touch the sand. What happened next is this. Short story, but a really hovering above me, I felt a shadow. You know how you can feel shadows sometimes? And mm-hmm. I intuitively knew that was going to guide me back. And I followed it back to my camp. It was a turkey vulture.
Wow.
Now, it didn't follow me to eat me, but that was a rebirthing moment for me in my life. Everything changed. Everything changed for me. What I was going to do with my career, everything. So if three of them showed up for you, three represent a trinity. In, if you're Italian, maybe you're Catholic. Catholic, the name of the Father, the Son, right? Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So you understand the Trinity. But spend some time and get to know turkey vultures or vultures. Get to know them because they came to you to give you a rebirth opportunity. Now the ball's in your court. Mark, anybody coming through?
Let's see. Is your Rosanna, is your mother on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting a female energy that feels very mom-like coming through. And she said, it's time to shed your skin. It's time to shed your past. And she also said, and it wouldn't hurt if you changed your hair color. Now, sorry, but what's up with that?
Well, you know, I've really been thinking about changing my hair color, to be honest with you.
There you go. So see, your mom's aware of that. She may be the one that helped plant that suggestion. And it's interesting that it's time to change your hair color. That's like a new look, a new direction. And what did Dr. Pat say that the vultures, and that was the message or the intuition I got, is that these vultures are a sign that the funk and gunk of your past needs to be cleared away. Okay. The carnage of the past needs to be cleared away. And also, you know, change your hair color, get a new look, and open a new chapter.
Yeah.
And your mom, and the last thing she wants to give you is an opal. Opals are the birthstone for the month of October. This could indicate a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected you, your mom, or someone close to the two of you within October, mm-hmm. unless there's a piece of jewelry of significance with an opal. Interesting thing about opals, they symbolize to speak the truth as well. So I'm going to leave all that with you.
Yeah. I want to leave you with one thing, because turkey vultures are, they are spirit animals of action. So I want to leave you with this, just like Mark said, if you're thinking about change your hair, right? But here it is. There are
I'm thinking about changing my whole life. I'm at
that's
a crossroads.
It. It is. That's
I feel like I really do
need to change
my whole life. And
that's it. Now, I got to tell you this. A vulture really doesn't have a voice. It's not a crow. So she has to illustrate. She has to demonstrate her intention. It teaches us how to understand our word, keep our word, and then show people around us our true nature through our deeds. See, this is you. You can't contemplate this and think about this. This is not about praying about it. This is about doing it. 2022, it's all about you.
I've been on a very spiritual path.
Yeah.
With helping people. I'm very empathic, and people come to me for, you know,
the truth.
Guidance and,
help
and I love it, you know, and I really give of myself mm-hmm. selflessly as I've gotten older, because I feel like that's my mission in mm-hmm. life, to give to others of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it is to a point.
And to help people.
Yeah, it is to a point. I'll tell you this here. So you got to take care of you first, because the vulture is a power animal. They want you to stop worrying so much about other people. So if you help other people, here's what you got to be mindful of. You got to be like, I'm going to help Mark because I really love Mark and I'm going to help Mark, as opposed to I'm going to help Mark because if I don't help Mark, I'm going to feel like I'm not a good person. So you're carved out to take your purpose and your passion, but Turkey Vulture, three of them, seriously showing up. That is about...
And you know, you're right about that.
Am I?
Okay. A lot of times I question myself that, you know, I basically help strangers. And I wonder, you know, sometimes I question, am I doing this for my benefit so I can feel good about myself?
Yeah.
Or am I really doing it for the greater good?
Yeah.
You know? And that sometimes I question, you know, am I just being a people pleaser or, you know, should I really be doing this?
That's exactly going to be what you got to come to, because when three vultures show up for you, here's the last thing I want to leave you with. That thing that you're aware of about yourself, that's what you got to let go of. Like Mark said before, that is what you have to let go of. You have to let go of the people pleasing. This is a power animal. It is going to be relentless to help you take action. So please don't have it come back to you in a way that is anything other than to give you more inspiration. Got it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vulture is your go-to guy for dirty jobs. So if you got some sludge in your life, it helps you clean up stuff. It's going to clean stuff up. It wastes nothing.
It actually scared me. I was afraid of them.
Well, probably because there may be something you are afraid of, so it will reflect that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a call on it. Talk to them. Give them names if you want. Please, don't be afraid of them. Talk to them. They're not here to hurt you. They are here to help you do for you what you're struggling to do for yourself. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Roseanne.
You both. I love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate
every Thursday. And thank you so much for what you do for people.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going right back to the phones. I know a lot about Turkey Vulture because you see the advice, Mark, that I just gave her?
Like, yes.
I didn't do that right away. Oopsie. Let's take a short break, everybody. We're going to go right to the phones. We'll be right back with the psychic and the doc.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today. The Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. ALYSIALYONS.com.
Falling. Oh my God, I can't stop call. And he's just like, oh, like I got an issue. Welcome back to the Psychic and the Doc, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in. Oh, Jacob, did you know Prince wrote that song?
No kidding.
No kidding. He did.
Oh, cool.
Best thing he ever did was write the song and give it to her to sing. He could have done it. I've heard him do a version. Mark Anthony has got a fabulous book. It is a best-selling book. It is the book that is changing people's perspectives on what it is we can learn, what it is about the frequency, what it is not to be afraid of. Mark, tell us how you get the book and how do people work with you, because around the holidays, I bet you're busy.
Very, very. The Afterlife Frequency is the name of my book, The Afterlife Frequency. And go to my website, theafterlifefrequency.com, and you can find out about signing up for a private session with me, a phone reading. Please sign up for my newsletter. And you can also find out about ordering The Afterlife Frequency. It's available at fine bookstores all over the country. And, you know, Dr. Pat, you're in Seattle, and East West Bookshops of Seattle is carrying my book. And in fact, on Saturday, December 4th, at 7 p.m. Eastern, or excuse me, I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, East West Bookshop is doing a Zoom event, a spirit communication event.
Wow.
And then on December 10th and 11th, I have light circle events, which are limited to six people each. And that's brightlive.com is hosting those events.
Good.
And the six-person events, everybody's guaranteed a reading. And East West Bookshop is doing a gallery event on December 4th. You can find out about all of that by visiting my website. Go to the calendar of events. Please sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, and but also if they get the newsletter, then you send out emails and tell people. I mean, that's how I'm trying to keep up with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, people also sign up for Transformation Network's newsletter as well.
Yeah.
Because that's how we keep you informed about what's coming up. So, And so I want to thank everybody for your love and support. The Afterlife Frequency, I'm honored and I'm humbled at how well it's being received worldwide.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kick it back to Jacob now. Jacob,
alrighty.
It's all you.
We've got Carly coming in from Boise. Hey there, Carly.
Hey, Carly, you're live on a Psychic in the Dock. How can we help you? Carly?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Carly.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
how can we help you?
I was just wondering. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's all you. Go for it.
So I was just wondering if you have, like, anyone trying to connect and if they have any messages for me.
Okay. I'm getting a... Hold on. Wow, you got a couple people over there. I'm getting a male energy coming through. Now, what's interesting about this male energy, Carly, he could be on your generational level. But he could be on the one just above it. Okay. So he could be like a friend, or it could be older, could be like a father or an uncle or a friend, or I could have more than one. But I'm focusing on the one that feels like he's closer to your level. And all of a sudden I'm getting this terrible sensation in my throat. All of a sudden it feels like my throat is swelling up, blocked off. I can't breathe. I feel a surge of blood pressure going into my head. It's almost like being strangled. That's the sensation. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that this gentleman died from strangulation. This could mean something was going on which was obstructing his breathing. There could have been choking involved with it, because I feel my lungs also feel very painful, and I'm tasting a lot of blood. Here's the other thing. This was not a quick passing. I'm getting an impact sensation, which is an indication to me, Carly, that this passing was unexpected, abrupt, very possibly traumatic. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. So when I was in high school, my boyfriend, is my soulmate. He got into an accident. The car rolled over the top of him, and then he started it just messed with his lungs, and he was coughing up blood, and like he was walking around, and he's like telling everyone he's gonna die. And I was like super upset because I was like, why did you guys let him lay down? And they were just driving down the road, and it was just barely even like a turn, and he got ejected. And like I said, the car rolled over the top of him.
Was this like a hairpin turn? Oh, please don't do that.
Yeah,
like, whatever that was, like, don't do that. Okay. No, it's that noise, because I'm hypersensitive to frequency, and I'm so tuned in because I was hearing hairpin turn. Okay. So he is talking about that, and he's talking about now something going on with you, and he's focusing physically, and I'm focusing on your abdominal region and your lower abdominal region. Like from the belly button down, and this feels like it could have something to do with your ovaries, with your cervix. And here's the thing, you know, if you don't want to talk about that, that's fine. But he is targeting this, and so I don't know if you're having any issues there, but I'm getting all the indications from him and from the collective consciousness, which he's part of, that this is an area that you need to have checked. Now, don't, you know, panic, meaning, oh, my God, I've got cancer. But this is what I call spirit intervention. And he's coming forward to highlight this for you.
Okay.
All right. Does that make any sense?
No. But, I mean, like, you know what I mean? I can go get checked. Just, you know what I mean? Just make sure everything's good.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, are you on a speakerphone or?
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Okay.
But no, maybe I'll just go to the doctor just to make sure everything's good.
You know, here's the way I look at this. I get a lot of medical information from spirits, and I know when I'm getting good information. But in the event that my interpretation is wrong, well, then you went to the doctor. All right?
Yeah.
And if in the event that my interpretation is correct, this could save your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not medical doctors. Medical doctors. So just so you know, but sometimes Mark especially gets these messages and he's passing it on for you to decide what you'd like to do with that.
Right, right.
Definitely do it.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you know, he's right on everything else. So,
well, I mean, no, that's important. What's with you and milk and dairy? Do you have any lactose issues? Because he's talking about you, and it's interesting because he's actually using the term lactovo vegetarian. I think that's vegetarians that still eat dairy and eggs, I think. So is there something with you and eggs and or dairy products? Love them, hate them, avoid them, something like that?
Well, here lately, I've been trying to just eat like more eggs and it's just like more keto versus anything like that. So maybe
I'm
just trying to avoid dairy.
All right, there you go. So there's the issue with the eggs and the issue with the dairy, and that's what is known as a verifiable fact following a message. When a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory advisory nature, and your friend, who, by the way, loves you very much, he's communicating from the other side. He is drawing attention to your reproductive areas, lower abdominal region. The recommendation, the very strong recommendation, is go get a checkup. Okay, that's the advice and explanation. And then following it up with eggs and milk, and you're trying to eat more eggs and eliminate dairy, those verifiable facts are how the spirit is letting you and I know that we have properly received and interpreted the message before that. So it's very good that you called in, because this could be one of those spirit intervention moments which could make all the positive difference in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And sorry for your loss.
Yeah, very much.
I know how heartbreaking that is.
It's so crazy because it's been years. Like, it was in 96, and it's still, like, I feel very connected. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, time is a man-made element. It's a man-made construct. Spirit does not know time. And the energy of love is a complete embodiment of spirit. And so that's, time is not going to change your sense of feeling for someone. So please honor your walk and your journey, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Yeah. Jacob?
All righty, we're going to head over to Arizona, and we have Paula on the line.
Hi, Paula. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
Hey there, Paula.
Yes.
Yes, you're live on The Psychic and the Doc. How can we help you today?
That's wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
You
I
bet.
Was hoping to hear from someone tonight.
Okay, let's see who wants to step forward. I'm getting a female energy coming through and what I'm getting with her. Okay, interesting. Sorry, I use the word interesting a lot, but she's coming through. And I know in the last reading, I was talking about abdominal region, but this is centered more on stomach and digestion. This is a very different sensation, stomach and digestion. And I'm also getting, it feels like a solidifying in her lungs. So this could be some type of disease or problem with the lungs. This could also be congestive heart failure because different ailments have a similar physical sensation as I experience them. And what I'm getting with her, I'm getting this blinking sensation, and the blinking sensation is an indication to me that she was having difficulty with mental focus and clarity prior to pass and feels like medication. And also I'm getting with her shorter hair. It could be like curly, could be like auburn, light brown, but I'm getting like this curlyish hair. And she had, you know, more of a kind of a fuller figure, shall we say. Does any of this make sense to you?
Some of it.
Okay.
I'd like to verify the curly hair, that would be right to your classroom, please. Just go straight down to the classroom, please. Thank you.
Sorry, what?
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I want to verify the curly hair. My sister, she was just taken. She was murdered in September. She did have, I'm going to assume, some breathing issues. She did have some mental instabilities. I mean, she was going through some, she was already ill, and she had curly, full hair.
Okay.
And she wasn't very thick. She wasn't thick. She was rather thin, shapely.
Was it sometime before they, please forgive me, there's a reason I'm asking this is based on what I'm getting. Was there some time before they found her body?
No. And it was 8 hours.
Okay. That's some time. Okay. In other words, it wasn't immediate.
Right.
And she keeps talking about 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks. This has nothing to do with her passing. This is focused on the 3 weeks before her death. Do you know what was going on in the 3 weeks before her death? Because she's showing me scenes of disruption and chaos in her life.
Yes. I gave her a tarot reading 3 weeks before she was to leave, and she was moving in with me. So I was going to pick her up. It was 5 days before the incident, and she told me not to worry about picking her up, that she would make her way to me. And it didn't happen. But, within that 3 weeks, they were selling a property. She was packing. And I gave her reading, told her she had to go.
Yeah. I don't know much about tarot, but she showed me Five of Cups. Is that a card?
Yes, Five of Cups is a card.
What does that mean? She showed me the Five of
Cups. It's walking away.
I'm sorry. Walking away. Okay.
Yeah, there
walking
you go.
Away.
All right.
Shame, remorse, and disappointment.
Shame, remorse, and disappointment.
Yeah.
And she wants you to know now that she's free of all of that. She said that there's such a relief now. And she's also explaining to me, and I know that you indicated that she had mental issues, but she said that the shame and the remorse and the disappointment, it was almost part of her program, that no matter what, like everything could be coming up roses all around her and she would still feel that. And that would indicate to me that she must have had depression issues tied in with all of that. And certainly, you know, her death was violent, but she said that doesn't matter anymore. I'm free. And she said, you saw the symbol of a white bird in the sky, or you will. But she's talking about you seeing some type of white bird, which will be your verification. Does that make any sense?
I saw my mother's nickname for her was Hawk, and that's a long story. But I saw a hawk last week at work. And when I was, I'll go and I have some meditation in the morning before I go to work, mm-hmm. and there was that bird of prey out in my backyard, and which I felt as though that was a sign, that everything was good. She was fine, and I was on the right course.
There you go.
It's nice to get that validation. It really mm-hmm. is.
Why did your mom give her that name?
Oh.
What did your mom see in her?
Oh, and she had a beak. She had a little beak for her nose. She had a very Egyptian look about her. She was very beautiful. Because she had a beak. It wasn't her spirit animal or anything. My mother passed away 2 years in November, and we had plans on doing a ceremony. We have already done crossing over, 2 years ago, I have not been able to do that yet. And with the holidays around the corner, I'm not sure how I'm going to celebrate.
Your mother said burn green candles. I'm smelling bayberry. Does bayberry make sense to you in any way? I'm smelling
like sage. I'm sure.
Oh, sage is green. Sage is green. Okay. Well, sage is kind of a blue green. There's different types, but I'm also getting bayberry. So I would look into bayberry, but they said burn the three candles for the three of us. Who's the third person connected to you and them on the other side? It's a male. It's a male.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's nice to hear from him. He's been gone
a
while now. I've wrote a book about him. He's been gone for a while now. But, he's still honored on my altar. Yeah.
Okay. So burn the three candles for the three of us.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel lots of comfort. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
God bless you.
I can't wait for Anthony to come back to Arizona soon, please.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get your book.
Yeah, there you go. Better plan that, Mark. Thank you. Wow, what a great show, Mark, right? Take a moment, if you would, and just let folks know how they can find out more about you.
Yeah, please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, just like my book, The Afterlife Frequency. And I invite you to sign up for the newsletter. You can order my book through that, find about the readings. And I have Spirit Communication online events coming up on December 4th, December 10th, December 11th. And next week, we'll be back on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we are doing a series of call-in shows through the holidays. Dr. Pat and I discussed this, and we felt that this year in particular, we need to be there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. And we're going to make sure that happens. Mark, thank you for, again, another great show. I want to thank Jacob and everybody on the team for getting all those calls in here, playing that great music. And I want to thank all of you out there, all of you, because you are special And our theme on the Transformation Network next year is literally what I said before. 2022 is all about you. And we're going to customize our programming to get you what you're asking for. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. Thanks to Rocky. Thanks to Linda and all the other people in the background, Kent, Daniel, Jessica, of course, for making this happen. And we can't forget Linda. Thank you, Linda. We'll see you all next time.
All right. God bless everyone.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.